I came here. Yes, there is some evidence, but also I would like to just go with what our president, Felix Antoine Tshisekedi Chilombo, said in Indaba. He said, at the UN chair, on what we have, what we are offering, and who want to come, because this time would like to have a joint venture, a partnership with it will be win-win on both sides. And to show the other figure of, yes, there is war in Congo in the eastern part, but the rest of the Congo, we can do business there.
When you talk about investment and peace, they go together.
Yes.
And so when you hear about the DRC and you hear all this violence going on in the east, what would you tell a potential investor to encourage them to come to your country?
Yes, that's why I'm here. Because we are talking about copper. We are talking about cobalt. We are talking about the other material which we use in our iPhone, in all the phones, what we use in electrical cable and so on. All of those things. I think 60% of the world's coming from Congo. When we are giving copper, there's no security problem. But they are buying from Congo. But we need people to understand that Congo, there is a place where you can invest. There is problem. We are trying to resolve that problem in the east. But the rest of the Congo, you can come for mine, for agriculture, for energy. There is place to work and there is peaceful.
I was going through your recent speech and I saw a quote that said, from resource curse to resource blessing. What does that mean?
Congo was blessed by God, giving us all the material that the world needs. But the same material, the people who have got bad intention, instead of coming and doing right business, they just want to take our blessing. Instead of come and fight us, please, we would like to have peaceful business, peaceful partnership. Like the president is saying, we need a win-win partnership.
You know, I'm sitting in front of a female governor from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I don't hear that all the time. So I just want to ask you, do you have ambition to one day want to be president of the DRC or even vice president?
I think for now, what I'm trying to do is to have the president, Felix Antoine Tshisekedi, who appointed me to be a governor of the province of Lualaba, who wants the province or the DRC to change the figure, to go from negative to the positive. That's why I'm here. For now, I'm very comfortable. I want to show to the women, to the girl, that a woman can do. And being a governor of Lualaba, it's a blessing because God touched the heart of the president. I was been in politics for very long, having a lot of women in the government and having also the governor women. It was not given to us.
Madam Governor, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you.
Thank you so much.